A major goal of the Affordable Care Act is to give every American access to health insurance. For low-income people, the Medicaid expansion is a huge part of that. As of now, you're not eligible for Medicaid in most states unless you fall under the federal poverty line. But the federal government wants to change that so people who are a little over the poverty line can get coverage. The limit would be an income of about $15,000 for an individual and about $26,000 for a family of three. Samantha Artiga is the associate director of the Kaiser Commission on Medicaid and the Uninsured.
We see that the Medicaid expansion has this potential to significantly expand coverage and improve access to care for uninsured adults, and is disproportionately important for communities of color given their higher uninsured rates and lower incomes.
In North Carolina, the expansion would mean about 680,000 uninsured people would get coverage, according to the NC Institute of Medicine. The federal government would cover all of the extra cost for the first 3 years, and then it would pick up at least 90% of the tab. But that 10% left over is still a lot to states, and some governors, like South Carolina's Nikki Haley, have said they won't take part in the expansion. North Carolina Governor-elect Pat McCrory says he's using the transitional period to decide what the state should do. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.